רט, עלי שור, חלק א', פרק שלישי, זה דף חף טס. It's entitled, צורס היהודי. The way a Jew looks, the appearance of a Jew, and of course it does not mean, it's by no means limited to the way one dresses. Says the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, פרק ו', כוי אמר השם, עמדו על דרכים, stand by the roads, וראו ושאלו נציבי סלם, איזה דרך הטויב? The question you are to proclaim is, what is the correct path to follow? And then you'll find solace to your souls. He expresses this idea of asking, what is the correct path in life? Go out and investigate. What is the correct path that a person should cleave to, a general path in life? ותלמידים אלו היו תנאים, כדי שאליו, these תלמידים of רבי יוחנן בן זכאי were תנאים. בדורנו האחרון הזה, in this very much later generation, centuries after the תנאים, החיוב הרבה יסודי, the obligation is far more fundamental לברר מהי הדרך הטובה, to clarify to oneself what is the correct path. אין להסתפק כהיום בסיסמה כללית. These days it's not sufficient to make do with a vague motto. כגוין, טוב לשמיים וטוב הביאס. Big, good to שמיים, good towards people. It's too vague. ועוד פחויס, יש לסמוך על הרגש בלבד. And even less should one rely on one's feelings alone, one's emotional intuition. בערפול השולט ובטשטוש המהיר מכל צד. With the vagueness, the opacity, the confusion that threatens us from all directions, מן ההכרח להשקיע עמל ולימוד. It's necessary to invest effort and study, לימוד מקיף, comprehensive study, בבירור שאלה זו, to clarify this question, not just to rely on one's intuition. מהי צורס האדם האמיתי? What does a true mensch look like? וצורס היהודי האמיתי? What does a yid look like? And the rest of the chapter is devoted to answering this question. What are the fundamentals? What is the framework within which one develops into a real Yehudi. זה הצעיר העומד על דעתוי. The young man that we are addressing at the moment who's achieved maturity, עומד על דעתוי, he's already intellectually mature, והוא ניגש להניח את היסוד לעולמו הרוחני. He's about to begin laying the foundations for his spiritual world. חייב להכיר ארבעה מקורות. He's obligated to know four sources המסוגלים ביוסר לבנויס את האדם היהודי, which are the most capable of building a Jew, building a fine mensch. א', הוא חייב לרכוש לו ידיעה ברורה בשולחן ערוך אור החיים עם המשנה ברורה. He has to acquire a clear knowledge, a good knowledge, a solid knowledge in שולחן ערוך אור החיים with משנה ברורה. בייס, הוא חייב לרכוש לו ידיעה רחבה בתורה עם פירוש רש"י ורמב"ן. He has to acquire broad knowledge of the Torah with the פירושים of רש"י and רמב"ן. גימל, הוא מוכרח לרכוש לו בקיוס יסודיס במסכת אבויס עם פירוש רבנו יונה ז"ל. He has to acquire a fundamental clarity and expertise in מסכת אבויס with the commentary of רבנו יונה. דלת, ועליו לשנן היטב את ספר מסילס ישרים לרבין המחזר. He has to לשנן here, not just to acquire knowledge and familiarity, but to repeat and to have a very deep knowledge of מסילס ישרים by the רמח"ל. He now elaborates on these points. The first one was about knowledge of הלכה. אס פני חיי היהודי מעצב השולחן ערוך. The שולחן ערוך molds the Jewish life. יש לקבוע בכל יום קביעוס לחצי שעה. One should establish a fixed half-hour period daily, אם אפשר עם חבוסה, if it's possible with a חבוסה, ללמוד שולחן ערוך אור החיים. האופן הטוב ביותר של לימוד הלכה, the best, the very best manner of learning הלכה is לעיין בשורשי הלכות בגמרא. To look at the roots of the halakha in the Gemara, to know where this stems from, so that it shouldn't be just vague points which are detached and without any reference. It should be within a framework, and therefore it's ideal to understand the roots in the halakha, in the Gemara, even though one hasn't necessarily learnt it be'iyun. Nonetheless, ach ein levater al limud ha-mishnah brura, one should not forego learning of Mishnah Brura. In one's quest to learn the roots of the halakha, one may neglect obligation to know the actual halakha as it is. And that's why he says one should not forego learning the psakim of the Mishnah Brura. Chayfetz Hashem hitzliach b'dei Chafetz Chaim Zal. The Chafetz Chaim had siyata dishmaya. To manufacture through this composition called the Mishnah Berurah the basic training for a Jew in our generation, besides the fact that he became the last authority, the ultimate, last, final authority in Shulchan Aruch Oir HaChaim. It's not just his Piskei Halacha, but the fact that he managed to express it in such a way that it becomes, as he calls it, Beis HaChinuch Yodei B'Dorenu, a school of life, meaning in Halacha, for a Jew in our generations. That's Aleph. As far as Beis, Yesoid HaYesoides Shel Emunaseinu Hu Sefer HaTorah. It's a foundation of all foundations. Einanu Lismoich Al Ma Shelamadnu B'Yalduseinu B'Beis HaSefer U'V'Cheder. We should not rely on what we learned in our childhood, in school, in cheder. Davka ha-misbager, there's a typographical error in this edition, davka ha-misbager va-mevugar, specifically the maturing adult, the young adult and the adult, chayavim lilmod heitev. They, as opposed to just a child, are obligated to learn well, bli dilug veloy be'avla, without skipping and just swallowing the words, latzei sedei chiyuv shnai mikav echad tagum, in a mere attempt to discharge one's obligation of Shnayim Mikav Echad Tagum, which is an obligation, but besides that, to learn it, Ela Be'iyun Uvdikduk Perashi, to learn it in depth, to learn it properly. In brackets, Haroish Borchois Chaim, Kosav Al Rashi Bechumash, the Rosh writes about Rashi and Chumash, V'sedakdek Boi Ka'asher Tuchal. Learn it as deeply and with making inferences and analysis to the greatest extent possible. Ha'iyun B'divrei Rashi, when one learns Rashi, Be'iyun, mechayev harbe pa'amim lechapes es ha-makoyr mimenu lakach Rashi's be'iroi. Obligates one often to search for the source from which Rashi took his explanation. Usually, in the majority of cases, Rashi does not offer an original explanation. He takes it from Chazal, whether it's Gemara, Midrashim, whatever it is, and one has to search. V'tamid yesh ledayek ma'ichiach es Rashi leva'er, k'mo shu meva'er. A general point is one should try to analyze what obligated Rashi to explain the way that he explains. Why does he choose this source and not the other? Often, just about always, in Chazal there are multiple explanations. And Rashi chooses, he limits himself to one or two, and one should ask why. Kayadua, as is known, Ein Rashi mevi divrei agada, im ein hapeshat bapasuk machicholecha. Rashi does not cite words of agada unless he's obligated to, based on his particular methodology. Yesh tamid la'amod azeh, one should always try to ascertain this. Ma ha'echrach b'pshat shehevio lezgir divrei agada u'midrash. What is the imperative that he found? What compelled him in his analysis to cite words of agada and midrash? Then on to Gimel. Le'tiras ha'midois kav'u chazal maseches avois b'shas. For the area of midois, Chazal established maseches avois in shas. Shebah kolelu kol avois amidois. They included all the avois amidois. Avois miklal deikatoladois. Here the author is just using a phrase from Chazal themselves. Chazal make this point that when a Mishnah speaks about avois, like avois nezikin, it implies that they are toladois. There are derivatives. If there are broad principles, there must be smaller principles, derivatives, etc. The gra in his explanation to pika avois traces the sources for these avois of midois in psukim. Mimaseches avois an yudim kitzad nir'a chasid. Avois tells us what a chasid looks like. Sharei, as Chazal themselves say, man deboi lemeihavei chasida, a person wishes to become a chasid, likayim milei de avois, in Bava Kama daf Lamed. V'chasidus, he pe'er ha-ma'alois shatura mevi'alin. Chasidus is the ultimate midah that the Torah brings to, based on the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, on which the Mesilas Shirim is based, on that brisa. Maseches Zoi Yesh Lilmod Be'iyun, this Maseches Pirkei Avos should be learned in depth, in Perushei Rishonim Zal, with the explanations of Rishonim, or Bifrat in Perush Rabbeinu Yoina Zal. She'ein kemo yisoy lekareves advarim in alev. There's none like him to bring them, the words close to one's heart, kedivrei ha'arik, as the Ma'arik expressed himself about that perush. Milvad yesodei sahanaga lema'aseh she'anu lumdim b'masech hazoi. Bilvad, besides the foundations for one's conduct in practice that we learn in this maseches, besides that, nislamed ba ketzer lageshes ma'amrei chazal. One also learns how to approach statements of chazal, the words are like embers of fire, as Chazal themselves put it. So it's two things: learning the foundation of conduct, and also how to approach statements of Chazal. The more this Maseches Avos continues to accompany us on our path through life, the more we'll discover in its statements remarkable, wondrous foundations, uma'oyre sheba Torah, and the light of the Torah. And finally, Dalet, what appeared under point Dalet in the previous page, Hamiloin lechol Torah samidois, bekitzur nimratz, hu ha-mesilas yesharim. Mesilas yesharim is the miloin, it's a lexicon, the dictionary for all midois, written with immense brevity. Sham hinenu lomdim eskol midois. We learn about all the different midois. Vegam tzuras hoifa oyisein ashenus, and also how they manifest themselves in different ways. In brackets, ki oyisah mida moifiatzel bin adam shenim b'ofanim shenim. The same mida manifests itself in different people in different ways. Yachad im ze, and together with this, hinenu lomdim b'mesilas yesharim darkei ha'isbonenus v'amaaseh. We also learn the ways of reflection and action, to attain the various levels that the Torah brings to. So one learns that as well. There are insights into how to practice reflection, meditation, and also to put things into practice. Kayadua is well known in the Torah world. Amar Hagoyin Rav Chaim Bivolozhin Zal, letalmidoi hamuvhak, Hagoyin Rabbi Zundel Salanter Zal. He told one of his prime disciples, Rav Zundel Salanter, who was, in brackets, Rabbo hamuvhak, he was the primary teacher of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. So Rav Chaim told Rav Zundel that he should take the Mesilas Yesharim as his guide in life. The young man who studies the Sefer for the first few times may find this surprising, perhaps even astonishing, because it appears to be bereft of chidushim. There's nothing that strikes one as remarkable. And even the description of midos and levels, attainments, it seems very, not just simple, but simplistic. Ulam, however, kol sheyigdal adam, the more a person grows, kol sheyitzrachev yediasoy v'tisamek hasagasoy, the more his knowledge broadens and his analysis deepens, you will see greater wonders, both in depth and in breadth, in Mesilas Yesharim. Admoir Meir Einenu Maran Rabbi Yerucham Zitzal, our teacher Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich Alvi from Mir, used to say, "Ki Mesilas Yesharim hu atamtzis mikol sinfrei Ramchal bechokhmas haKabbalah." He used to say that Mesilas Yesharim is like the essence of all the books of the Ramchal in Kabbalah. It's like everything that it crystallized, all the wisdom of Kabbalah that Ramchal had was crystallized and concentrated in the Mesilas Yesharim. V'chein shamati memori v'rabbi agoin Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal. And he says he heard the same thing from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner. Hevei omer ki kuloi mevusas al chokhmas emes. The Sefer is based, it's founded on Kabbalah. But when you learn it, one's not aware of it. Just as a tiny introduction to this subject, to notice how many chapters there are. It turns out in Mesilas Yesharim is divided into 26 chapters, which is the gematria of Hashem's name. And then when one looks further at the structure, it seems to have a Kabbalistic structure. one doesn't notice this bichlal. If one's not open to this and not aware and not searching for it, one would remain completely unaware. Indeed, this is preparation for inner dimensions of Torah. As a person learns this wondrous book again and again, without weariness and routine, very slowly and gradually, will become accustomed to finding deeper elements and deeper dimensions both in his words and within ourselves. Somebody who has not been trained in such study, has not accustomed himself to such study, when he gets to explicitly Kabbalistic books, where the pnimius, the inner dimensions, are not hidden, well, that is the primary topic. What he'll do is transform those inner dimensions into something which lies on the surface, into superficiality, and that would be a tragedy. The gateway to learning anything of the depth of Torah is a Mesilas Yesharim. Those are the four basic parts of the curriculum of a young Jewish man to build, as we said, a Yehudi. And the author concludes, Lelimudim yesediim eile chayav ben Torah leakdish tesumas lemeruba miyom omdo al da'atoi. A ben Torah is obligated to devote substantial attention from the day that he becomes intellectually mature to these fundamental areas. B'meshech arba shanim, over the span of 4 years, alav lirkosh yediyah brura b'sfarim ele, he has to acquire clear knowledge of these sfarim. U'magam b'yaseh ben yeshiva, all the more so if he's a ben yeshiva. Mukhrachu b'tzad limudo b'kapat, he's obligated side by side with his learning of Gemara, Pirush Rashi, Tosfos, the standard curriculum, lilmoid lefi tochnis zeis, to learn according to the basic program that the author outlined above. Umuvtachu, and then he's assured, ki elo yesod eitan b'isnagus u'v'ashkafa, that he will have a solid foundation both in conduct and in hashkafa. Adkan.